Being slow to hear and quick to speak results in being quick-tempered, which does not produce a righteousness of which God approves. There are those who, on the surface, seem righteous, but go about expressing their righteousness in ways that God does not approve of. So what can you and I do to produce righteousness that God does approve of? That's what we're discovering today on Day by Day. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Three actions are given to us that should characterize us as followers of Christ: quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. It appears that if we will turn up the speed on our hearing, it will result in turning down the speed of our tongue and temper. And why should we care about this at all? Because as Christians, those who have been positioned in the righteousness of Christ, we should desire to produce through us the righteousness of God. If we are careful to hear and thoughtfully think on what we hear, then we will be less apt to being angry. But if we are slow to hear and quick to speak, it seems the result is going to be unrighteous anger. The word for anger here is a settled indignation. This means that this anger talked about in the text can be kept out of view from others, but all the while it's residing in our hearts and growing and festering. However, if we discipline ourselves by being quick to hear and slow to speak, we will be slow to anger. And what we might realize is that our angry attitudes might become fewer and further between. And when there is anger, perhaps it'll be a righteous anger for God's glory rather than anger towards God's word. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 20 says, "Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." As you pray today, please remember Cody Woodward, one of our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Kannada Life Word broadcast heard throughout India.